I hope I got it this time. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I get to wired up. I get to wired up with the Lord. It's the most sobering message I'm going to share with us. And it's from the depth of my heart. And what we have today, a price was paid. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we approach your word, who can share your word with your people? Who can be your spokesman? None of us is worthy. But Father, you have made us worthy because you paid the ultimate price for our redemption. You've given us access to enter into the holies of holies, because by the shedding of your blood, the veil was open, and we don't have to go through a third party to you. So Father, Lord, feed us this morning with bread from above. Feed us this morning with manna from on high, that we may never thirst again. In the name of Jesus. The title of my message this morning is Faith of Our Fathers. Faith of Our Fathers. In today's society, how many of us know a bishop? How many of us know a bishop? An apostle? A prophet? Different. You were a prophet. Somebody gave you a stick of authority. Amen. It's an inside joke between us. You hear all these titles. How many of us would like to be like Isaiah? With a show of hands, let me see your hand. If you'd like to be an Isaiah, how about a Moses? Woo! Moses! Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to see the other side of the coin today. That the Christian, what we call ourselves by whatever name, it's not he that commends himself, but he who God commends. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
We can go by any title we want. Give honor to whom more honor is you. I'm not talking about that. There has been a price paid for you and I to be on this seat. Is that true? By our founding fathers of the faith. And that is what we're going to dig into today. Because you may be going through challenges. I look at your challenge in the face of everything. You say, man, this is too much for me to bear. But somebody has paid, has gone through worse things that you have been through. Because I'm talking about the foundations of our faith. Okay, I'm going to ask a couple of my sisters to come join me up here. We're going to sing some traditional hymns, if you don't mind. It says, Faith of Our Fathers. Faith of Our Fathers. In spite of dungeon, fire, and sword, oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear the glorious word. Faith of Our Fathers, holy faith, will be true to thee through death. Praise the Lord. Will you be true to the cause? If Christianity was a criminal offense, would there be enough evidence to convict you and I? Would there be enough evidence to convict you? Now, Christianity is popular. In those days, you had to hide. I'm going to ask Sister Christy, my dear wife, of 30-something years, Sister Etukuda, and my dear Sister Agnes. I think these are old-timers who would know these hymns. Amen. Can you pray? Can you play for us? Praise the Lord. Join us. Let's stand up and sing that. It's an old hymn. You want to grab a mic, ladies? Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the... Come on, give them a hand clap. I'm not telling you that they are old. See how young my wife is. Please just grab a mic, please. Let's stand up and sing this hymn, please. The words are there. You see, some of these hymns in today, you can take your seat. Or you could sit over here. I'm going to call you back again. Praise the Lord. Some of our forefathers, we start with the book of Hebrews. I'm just going to read the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, and we start right there. The Christendom that we have today, a price was paid. He said, now, verse 1, now the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. I'm reading Hebrews chapter 2, chapter 11, verse 2. Verse 5, he said, by 6, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10 is where I'm going. For he looked for a city. Hallelujah. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He looked for a city, not an earthly city, whose builder and maker is God. A lot of us, we spend hours trying to set up a kingdom on this earth with dust and moth. Yes. We take away. That's why I brought across to us. The wealthiest of the wealthy, they don't take it nowhere. It's what we do for Jesus. That's all that matters in the final analysis. Yes. Is somebody with me? I said, is somebody with me? Go and gather all the millions of dollars, like them presidents of some of these African nations. 480 billion, whatever. Gather it. And it's no ticket to heaven. I said, but these men, they look for a city. Whose builder and maker is God. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen it far off. They saw it through the eyes of faith. I'm going to make it. And were persuaded. And they embraced it. And they confessed it, that they were strangers and pilgrims. Do you have a continuing city here? You're going to stay here? Are you a permanent resident on earth? We got somewhere else coming. If you think you're a permanent resident, we are all going to see the King someday. If you changed into light, you see him. If you go by the grave, it's all these died. They had not seen the promise, but they believed and they trusted. Verse 40, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to say, look, hey, I'm going back into the world. I have decided to follow Jesus. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. You can take the whole world, but give me Jesus. You take the whole world, but give me Jesus. Take the whole world, but give me Jesus. No, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Look, you got to make up your mind who you are going to serve. There's no straddling the fence. But now they declare a better country. They desire a better country that's unheavenly. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. God is making a boast. See him. I'm proud of him. For he has prepared for them a city. Hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there you can be also. Hallelujah. Yeah. It makes me feel like shouting. Woo! Amen. You can build the greatest mansion here. A brother was describing what is mansion of a certain man, evangelist, missionary, who went to the third world and did everything, almost died, and he came to the airport. There was not a single person to welcome him. Almost died of malaria. He came back with his body all, you know, tired and weary. And then the Lord opportuned him to see the mansion that he's prepared for him. Yeah. Hallelujah. Ha ha. Ha ha. It's wonderful. It is a wonderful. Jesus is good. Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere. He said, and what shall I must say? Verse 32. What shall I must say? For time will fail me to tell you. Please, where's my son O'Neill? Could somebody get him in here? Let him sit down. So for time will not. But I'm reading verse 32, please. And what shall I must say? For time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, also of Samuel and of the prophet, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. Hallelujah. Waxed valiant in fight, turned to fly the armies of aliens. Women received their dead raised from life to life. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. 36. Others had trials of cruel mockings, of scourgings, yea, moreover, of bands and imprisonment. And others had trial. Verse 37. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted and tormented. These folks in verse 37 you are looking at here, these were the prophets, what they went through. We're going to name a few of them through the Bible and what historical facts tell us about this verse 36. What some of these men that would like to be like, the price they paid, and ultimately what the King himself paid for us, Jesus. Verse 38, of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts. They didn't even have a house. Some of us have a, what they call that in? Big, big houses. Multi-million dollar houses, and we are not satisfied. Ile Kwetesi. Won't have it all. A house bigger than Brother G and Brother Y. Of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts, in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. They didn't get the promise. God having provided some better things for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 through 13. Let's just read how Paul described the lives of some of the apostles who would like to be like. First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9 through 13. He described it. He said, for I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. Go ahead. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst and are naked and are buffeted and have no certain dwelling place. And labor working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. Say we have become the offscouring of the earth through the challenges. And being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and the offscouring of all things unto this day. They suffered tremendously. for the faith we have today. During the Roman Empire, Christianity is not what you and I call it. It's not what it is. The Christians paid a price for what we have today. Some were sawn asunder, some were killed. In Acts chapter 12, verse 2, let's start with Isaiah. How did he die? How did Isaiah die? History books. He was killed by King Manasseh. His book, history book said, this guy was sawn asunder. He was literally, you know the saws they used to cut wood? Those long saws, you've seen the picture, one side on person on that side, the other person on this side. That's how they took this guy to the top of a mountain hill. Why? Because he stood against every idolatry, debauchery, and everything that was going on. The Pharisees of his day. They said, how can you say, I've seen God? When God in the book of Exodus, he said, no man will see me and die. How can you say you have seen God? Because in Isaiah chapter 6, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And his train filled the temple. And he went after the guy for his faith. And they saw him. It's bad enough you take a bullet and kill somebody. But to take a saw, like a hacksaw, strap him down and go, woo, 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 woo. That's how the prophet Isaiah died. History books. Among the major prophets is comparable to Moses. Next you talk of. Because he saw stuff. He clarified a lot of the stuff in the Old Testament. He saw the virgin birth. He said, a virgin shall bring forth. And it took place. He said, well, he himself was bruised for iniquities, transgression of our peace was by his stripes. He saw Jesus. And everything he was saying, he saw Jesus. It was contrary to the belief of the day. He was not conformed to this world. But he paid a price. Hallelujah. I want to ask us a question. What price would you pay? There's a song we should sing. I give my all for thee. I died for thee. Remember that song? What hast thou done for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given to me? Some of us are not ashamed. Our young folks are ashamed to be named with Christ. You are hiding. You don't want to know you go to church. You don't want to say, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian. Save you. Ashamed of me before men, say, I'll be ashamed of you. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the power of God unto salvation is somebody with me. Don't ever be ashamed. I know that some of these are dispensational. Yes, they are dispensational, absolutely. But the Lord, where the rubber meets the road, the Lord will give you the grace for whatever comes your way. Praise the Lord. We'll run through real quick on account of time. We're going to look at a few of the other apostles. James, in Acts chapter 2, chapter 12, verse 2, James was killed by King Herod Agrippa. Boom! He took his head off. Why? He stood for the faith. Will you stand for the faith? Will you stand for the faith? Or will you go into hiding? We remember the case, Pastor reminded us of that. If there's any Christian around here, the lady stood up. She paid the price. She was shot. Colorado. Stephen, Acts chapter 7, verse 54 through 60. Right there, for his faith, he declared everything. I laid it all down, and Jesus gave me a standing ovation. Has anybody stoned you before? Just one stone. No, have you been hit by a stone?
One.
Did it hurt?
Yeah.
Real bad?
Yeah.
How about 20 people just giving you boom, boom, boom? And at the end of it all, he was saying, Father, forgive them. Say, count this not against them. God has to give the grace. Amen. Amen. This faith of our fathers. Faith of our fathers. This is the price that was paid. That's why you and I sit here today. What have you done? What have you done? What will you do? Yesterday is gone. You can't get it back, but it's a new day today. We're going to talk about Peter, James, and John. We talked about James. Peter, let me read what history said. This is interesting. The title of my message, Faith of Our Fathers. Faith of Our Fathers. Peter, the Roman Emperor Nero publicly announced himself. This is in the Roman Empire. The chief enemy of God, and was led in his fury to slaughter the apostle, this Peter. Because of this persecution, Peter was crucified upside down while in Rome. That's the Peter, Apostle Peter. Not this Peter, I'm see here. Praise ye the Lord. Listen to what concerning the last hours of his life. This is history. It is said that Peter, when seeing his own life, led his own wife led out to die. His wife led out to die. Rejoiced because of her summons and her return home. He called to her very encouragingly and comfortingly, addressing her by name and saying, "O thou, remember the Lord." Say, don't give up. Look, it's a tough thing for a man to see his wife going to the gallows. Some of our forefathers, our founding fathers, this is the price they pay. I'm talking of Peter. It's not in the Bible, but those historical facts. That's why I'm reading it here. On the final days of the Apostle Peter in Rome, this historian wrote, Peter was cast into a horrible prison called the Mamertine for 9 months in absolute darkness. He endured monstrous torture and was manacled, tied down to a post. In spite of all the suffering Peter was subjected to, however, he converted his jailers. They named the jailers here, and 47 others. And you are going through stuff, and you have your head bowed low. Woe is me. Oh, and you have your tail between your legs. Oh, woe is me. Look at what I'm going through. Hey, bari pa. Peter met his death at the hand of the Roman Nero Circus, at this Roman Circus. A lot of Christians in this picture, he's going to pull up for us at the Colosseum. Anybody going to the Colosseum? Huh? Yeah, isn't it interesting? They make it sound very good in Rome. You have the Colosseum also in LA, right?
No, it's not Rome.
Where is it?
Rome.
The one in Rome. But you've heard of the one in LA or California, right? They have a Colosseum. Is that what they call it? Those basketball players. Huh? Yeah. They downplay the thing. That's also where Christians.
They built it with the stones from churches.
Yeah. That's where Christians. You could see those pictures back there. This is a pictorial. But the buildings is... See, Christians back there, they were rubbed up with tar, asphalt, and put fire underneath them. You see the fire down there? and are burnt alive. That's what we just read in Hebrews. Then they open up the cage there, see those lions and wild animals hungry. See some saints over there, brought together in prayer. That was their last day. Faith of our fathers. They thought by killing them, what a mistake. They multiply them all. Yeah. Through the sufferings you go through, would you let Jesus be glorified in it? Or would you let the devil take glory? Give glory to him. This is the faith of our fathers. Has a cat ever scratched you? A cat, a little baby cat. Oh, that hurts. Right? Talk of a lion. Talk of a tiger. See them all? Let's out there. That was a picture. He put up, the building is still there. Up to date. And it's become attraction. People watch it. They don't know that this is the same building that Romans built to torture believers. It wasn't popular to be a Christian. Now you can sit in the pew and it's well padded. And if it's not well padded, we start to complain. This building says, can't you put AC there? I start sweating. They were in caves.
Yes.
They ran around in caves, destitute for the faith you and I enjoy today. May God give us the grace to fight the good fight and lay hold on eternal life. Let's not be sissies in our faith. When push comes down to the road, don't let the devil have the last laugh. Don't give him an opportunity to laugh at you. Lift up your heads. You remember your forefathers, the price they paid for you sitting on this pew today. Huh. Let's talk about Brother John. Brother John was the only one they couldn't kill. They did everything they could try to kill this guy. John, Apostle John. I want to talk about Peter, James, and John. They couldn't kill the guy. They said they threw him hot oil, the guy couldn't die. So he was banished to the Isle of Patmos. That's where we have the book of Revelations today. Mm. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord took what the enemy meant for evil. He now gave me history of what, the age in which we are living today, in visions. Everything Daniel saw, boom, he showed it to Apostle John in the book of Revelations. That's why we are doing this end time series. And as this thing starts progressing, we'll go into Book of Revelation is one of the toughest books to decipher. Is somebody with me? Because you see this, he said, and I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven. He has this and that and that. What does this mean, for crying out loud? But by the grace of God, as we proceed in this Shadow of the End Time series, the Lord will give us understanding. So that he that heareth may run. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. John, he died of old age. Old age. It was said he had set up a lot of churches and stuff like that. In the final days, old, 100 and something, they said the young apostles hold him by hand, and all he would say to the brethren is say, love one another. That's all they said he would say. You lift him up with strength after being all that torture and so. So a brother would lift him up by hand. You stand up, say a few words like an elderly statesman. Say, love one another. By this will all men know that ye are my disciples. Is that different from what Jesus is telling us? No, sorry. That's all John said in his old days. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Faith of our fathers. That's why I sang that song. Faith of our fathers, Lord, we pray that even at the penalty of death, we'll be strong and we'll stand for him. Is somebody with me?
Amen.
How about Paul? Paul wrote a lot of books. How many want to have the revelations Paul had? Come on, talk to me, somebody. Man, that guy, he took the Old Testament, pulled everything together, and made it plain. Hallelujah. Well, watch how, look, he tried to get the Jews. Look, Jesus is the Messiah. It's by faith. You don't have to kill a goat, kill a cow, and this and that and that and that and everything. They say, you know what? They say, Mba. He said, you know what? I go to the Gentiles. And he went. And here we are today.
Amen.
Two-thirds of the book, New Testament, written by Paul. Well, hear how this man of faith Paul suffered much in spreading the gospel. Most of his missionary efforts were in what is modern-day Greece and Turkey and surrounding areas. Where are these countries today in terms of spreading the gospel? Virtually nowhere. After being released from prison the first time, he took part in a further missionary journey. It is believed that also he visited Spain. When Paul returned to Rome, he was taken to prison again and imprisoned for 9 months with Apostle Peter in that same prison. It was in Rome that the Apostle Paul suffered martyrdom by order of Nero. By order of Nero, Paul was beheaded. Boom! Took his head off. He said, "We have us apostles. We are the offscouring of the earth." You hear an apostle today, he's an apostle because he has a mega empire, a mega church. Does that qualify as an apostle, as a bishop, as a prophet? I'm not saying they are not, don't get me wrong. Call yourself whatever. It's who God is God commended, that's who is commended. Call yourself whatever name. You don't give a dip. I don't give a rip. But this is what we found happened to the men of faith. These all died. They had seen with their spiritual eyes what the natural eyes could not behold. They didn't see dollars. They had gone beyond seeing mansions of this world. They didn't see pound sign. They didn't see the naira. What's the other? The euro. Bless your heart. Euro is strong, huh? They didn't see euro. They neither didn't see gold or silver. They were looking for a city whose foundation was built by His Highness, Jesus. What are you looking up to? That was Paul. His head was taken off. Of course, you read a few other people in the Bible. John, his head was taken off too. In contemporary days, let me give you a few things I found out. Books that I read of men. Read of the story of an Ethiopian pastor in Ethiopia. Anybody know where Ethiopia is? Nobody knows. No, it's not. We don't have any Africans here. Everybody here is. Eh? Any African here? This is the only African I see. Bless your heart, brother. Ethiopia. Ethiopian pastor. The communists came in the house while this guy was preaching. They had warned him. Don't preach. Don't preach. We don't hear this stuff you're preaching. You couldn't shut him down. You couldn't shut him up. Guess what they did? They took his child, went to the second floor of the house, threw the child down. Boom. Why? He didn't stop his preaching. He kept on preaching. The wife went out, took the baby, dead baby, sat right down where she was sitting on her lap and kept hearing the word. Praise ye the Lord. What would you do? What would you do? They took your baby and just killed him like that. She took the baby and sat down. Know what happened? The church multiplied. Everything the enemy meant for evil, the Lord turned it around as a blessing. For you also. If you can see beyond your nose. If I can see beyond my nose. I have not seen, neither has ears heard, what God has prepared. It says no one forsake father, mother, this, that, that, that. In this world, what did he say? You get a 100-fold reward. Yeah. And the world to come, eternal life. You don't trade with the Lord and lose. I know. You do not trade with Jesus and come up on the losing end. Never. He's not that kind of a God. But hold on. Hold on a little while longer. He's coming around. Don't you give up. Another pastor, China, Communist China, pastor. One name, quit preaching. Know what they did to the guy? Every member of his congregation, they took out a trough that they used to feed horses. You know those big troughs? Any of us have horses here, horse property? I don't have a horse. But it's this big, huge bath, like a huge bathtub. They commanded every member of his congregation to take a leak into that trough. True story. I have the facts. Every member of the congregation took a leak. And they took the pastor and stuck me in there until he died. Faith of our fathers. What will you do? What will I do? I could go on and on, but time is against me. That God may give us the grace to fight the good fight of faith. I said that God may give you the grace and give me the grace to fight the good fight of faith. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask you to indulge me again. To sing this hymn. You say, oh master, let me walk with thee. That God will give you and I the grace to walk the walk as we talk the talk. The faith of our fathers. Will you help me, ladies? You can sit down there if you want to. I'll give you a... Oh no, the mic won't reach over there. Except you want to share these mics. So I don't... Can you sing that song? You know the song? Say, oh master, let me walk with thee. In lowly paths of service free, tell me thy secret, help me bear the strain of toil and the fret of care. Just give us the next, let's just read it. Give me the next stanza. Help me, the slow of heart to move by some clear winning word of love. Teach me the wayward feet to stay and guide them in. So guide me, Lord. Guide me, Lord, was what he's saying. Amen. So let's start up and sing that hymn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
before the taunting Pharisee. Help me to bear the sting of spite, the hate of men who hide thy lies. But so soon, who cannot read thy judgments bear, the dullness of the multitude who dimly guess that thou art good. Teach me thy patience still with thee in close adherence company, in walk that keeps faith sweet and strong, in trust that triumphs over wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
You know, we could go into history of some of these songs. The price that was paid, you could sit down, please. The price that was paid by our forefathers. Some of these songs that were given. It's amazing. It's amazing. It'll take another sermon to just deal with. It brings tears to my eyes. We sing this song, "Oh, amazing grace. Amazing grace. Oh, how sweet that saved a wretch like me." This guy, stark unbeliever, in the middle of the ocean, nowhere. The boisterous storms going up and down. He prayed, "Lord, please, please, have mercy on me. I was handling slaves." I'm sure some of you have read the history. Praise ye the Lord. I hear, see my sister shaking her head there. That's where the song comes. I mean, who saved a wretch like me? I turned his life around. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, to the ultimate price by the King himself, Jesus, hung between two thieves. The righteous for the unrighteous. The sinless for the sinful. Hallelujah. Could you please pull that up? The Passion of the Christ. Just a few minutes of it. On YouTube. The flogging scene. Some of you also have seen The Passion of the Christ. It's on YouTube. Just the flogging scene. The ultimate price paid by the Lord himself. I thought he had it set up there. It is uncanny. It is bloody. It is bloody. Though it was in an action, it's it was something else. If you can't get it right now, I'm sure he will. We need to see this thing, the ultimate price. Just a few segments of it, so I will not take this faith, this faith for granted. This is the flogging scene that was acted by Hollywood. By his stripes we were healed. Those are the stripes he took for you and for me. He said he was nailed to the cross. He carried all my sins with him there. You could fast forward it. You could fast forward it a little bit. That he himself bore our sins fast forward it. That's okay. Could you switch, help me flip on the lights next to you there, please? I want to read to us as we round up. This is the ultimate price the King paid for you and for me. Will you deny him? Will you deny him? Will you turn your back on him? Will you say, I knew him not? The same Isaiah, because you're going through stuff. Say, who has believed that report? I'm reading Isaiah 53. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? 53 verse 2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, young, and as a root out of the ground, dry ground. He hath no form of nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, this is 600 years ago, Isaiah was saying this thing. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Verse 5. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes who are healed. 1 Peter 2:4. Say, by his stripes we were healed. You go through all that verse there. Say verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He became the offering for you and I. What will you do with this Jesus? Will you turn him down? Will you hide? when the going gets tough, will you forsake him? In the name of the Lord, everyone at the sound of my voice, when the going gets rough, we stand your ground and fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. This should encourage us. There's a hymn we used to sing in those days. Say, must I go an empty handed? Must I see my Savior so? Can you put that up? We don't sing it, I just read the words to us. Say, must I go an empty handed? This song was written by a guy who had just been saved. He had 30 days to live. He was going to die. I say, oh man, I've only been alive for 30, I've only known Christ for 30 days. I don't want to meet him empty handed. Some of you have accepted Christ as your Savior. 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. How many have you brought into the kingdom? Say, must I go an empty handed? Must my dear Redeemer meet me? Not one day of service I've given him to lay no trophy at his feet? Say, those that torment to righteousness shall shine. How many souls have you touched? Next verse. Say, must I go and empty handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to greet him. Must I empty handed? Please, have a soul to meet him. Have a soul to meet him. Touch somebody for Jesus. Touch somebody. Next verse. Say, not at death I shrink off water. I'm not scared to die. For my Savior saves me now. But to meet him empty handed, the thought of death clouds my brow. I'm worried that I've just been saved 30 days and he was facing death. Say, must I go an empty handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to meet him. Must I empty handed? The next verse. Oh, the years in sin and wasted. Could I but recall them now? I've sinned, but it's true. I will give them to my Savior. To his will, I gladly bow. He had 30 days. Yeah. 30 days, he wrote the song. Must I go and empty handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with which to meet him. Must I empty handed? Let's sing that a few times. Must I go and empty handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul with me to meet him. Must I empty handed? Must I go and empty handed? Must I meet my Savior so? Not one soul we to greet him. Must I empty handed? Let's stand up. Let's pray, please. My Lord and my Savior, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you afford us to be named by you. Father, Lord, I pray for all of us who are named by your name, that we should stand strong for you against all odds, against the laughter and the ridicule of men, young and old alike, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the younger ones who are at school, who they are faced, who are faced every day with the pleasures of sin for a season. Even the adults. Father, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. They will remember this day, the price paid by our fathers, the price paid by the Father, the Lord himself, the weeping for nothing. A man of sin who became sin for you and for me. Will you go empty-handed? Will you touch somebody for him? Father, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We are hopeless. We are helpless. We are nothing without you. I am nothing without you. But Father, I know that through you, we shall overcome. And we have overcome. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, wherefore, I pray and plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon each and every one of us in this assembly, upon each and every one of us that are called by your name. That sin will not have dominion over us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, that put our foot on the pedal and lay hold on eternal life and walk the walk as we talk the talk in the name of Jesus. Let us remember the price paid on the cross for us and the price paid in contemporary times. Those of us on whom the ends of the world have come, give us the strength. When the challenges of life come at us, we can say yes. Through Jesus, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when it's all said and done and there are things we cannot do for ourselves, Father, Lord, you step in the boat. Through the storms of life, I can speak, Lord. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. It's not of works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. We are completed. It's not a work of righteousness. It's not a work of righteousness by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness by his grace alone. We are complete in him. See, it's not of works of righteousness. It's not of what we can do or what we did or didn't do. It's by his grace. And he says his grace shall and is will be sufficient for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord will lead us home. He's the good shepherd and he will lead us home. So when you fall down, shake yourself, dust yourself, turn around and continue and fight the good fight of faith. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to indulge you this morning. You're going to sing another hymn. We're talking about the faith of our fathers. We're going to sing another hymn as we prepare to take our offering. It says, lead on, O King Eternal. He's leading on. He's leading us. He is the Good Shepherd.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody know that song? It says, lead on, O King Eternal. Let me just sing a few verses of it. Say, lead on, O King Eternal, the day of might has come. Henceforth in fields of conquest, thy tent shall be. We have no continuing city here. Through days of preparation, thy grace has made us strong. And now, O King Eternal, we lift our battles. It makes me feel good that he's the one leading.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If men were to lead us, boy, we would not have enough money.
Amen.
If they could put the air and put it in tubes, some of us would not be able to buy. We'll be dead.
Yes.
That's right. If men had the opportunity to harness the air, brother, they have right now, they have gas for our cars. The thing is down there, it's free. And they are charging out an arm and a leg for it. Suppose they could harness air. What do you think will happen? No, seriously. Have you thought about it? You didn't think about it? We'd be pathetic because you have enough money to buy it. But we thank God that the most important things of life, the Lord gives it to us freely. Isn't that right? Isn't that good? Eh? Look at health care. It sets people bankrupt when you have a health condition. And they play politics with health. Let me know, get on that pulpit. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Ah, praise the Lord. Ah. So as we just, if you have anything to give to help propagate this gospel, more importantly, that song we sang earlier, please, don't go empty-handed. Young people, touch somebody for Jesus. You don't have to be old to be called home. Anybody know a 6-year-old who died? An 18-year-old? A 20-year-old? You don't have to be 100-year-old for God to call them home. But we thank God that we shall be changed into light.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Say so we shall not all die, but we shall be changed. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. These are old-time hymns. And I think occasionally it's a good thing to remind us of the price paid by our fathers. So if you have anything you'd like to give to the ministry, please, you could stand up while we sing the song. Lead on, O King Eternal, the day of my has come. There's an organ part that he's going to help us with there. Thy saints appear. Thank you.
sweet Amen of peace. Oh, not with sword thou clashing, nor all lost thou ring crown with it of love and mercy, thy heavenly
praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. The King leads on. And when he's leading, we praise him. There's no falling down. Amen. He'll pick us up and carry us on his shoulder. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. I'm going to ask Pastor Isoro to please bless the offering. Hallelujah.
Most High God, we thank you so much. We thank you for your grace.
Amen.
We thank you for all the things you are doing in our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, it is written. Bring a tithe and offering to the house of the Lord, and the Lord will bless us. Take away devourers from our lives. Heavenly Father, as your children present the offering to you, Lord, I pray you bless them and return in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is there anyone here that hasn't lost? I pray that the next time they will come, you bless them mightily in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the word I've had today. I pray that the grace to be able to keep and do your will and the strength granted to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray that when the trumpet will sound, none of us shall be missing in the name of Jesus. Present your servant to your views that you praise him more abundantly to the glory of your name in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for answer prayers.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen. So thank you, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
All right, shall we just rise up and let's say the grace together. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Have a blessed week. God keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Be merciful and gracious unto you. Grant you every of your heart desire this week according to his will in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And everybody said,
amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
God bless you and have a fantastic week.